Acts chapter 2 and verse 17. The Bible simply says this: "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh." Look at your neighbor, say, that means you. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Look at somebody and say, that means you. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I want to preach to you for just a very short few moments, simply this: it's already happening, and it will happen tonight. It's already happening, and it will happen tonight. And if you believe that, I want you to clap your hands with all of your might and shout unto God. Come on and do that some more. Go ahead and praise the Lord. Go ahead and shout. Let your voice loose like you've come expecting something. Before you are seated, I want you to shake hands with two people and look them right in the eye, and I want you to tell them, say, in just a few moments, you're going to be speaking in other tongues. Now, if you believe what you said, and you believe what was said to you, why don't you clap your hands and act like it? Why don't you act like it? Matter of fact, if you've got the Holy Ghost, you ought to go ahead and act like it a moment. You ought to clap your hands. You ought to shout. You ought to speak it out. You ought to declare it. You may be seated. There is no doubt in my mind. We are living in the very last of days. There's no doubt about it. There is an unprecedented outpouring of miracles and signs and wonders and power that is literally sweeping the globe right now. Blinded eyes are being opened through the power of the name of Jesus everywhere. Deaf ears are being unstopped through the power of the name of Jesus everywhere. The lame are getting up and walking everywhere. Wheelchairs are being left empty everywhere. All diseases are being cured everywhere. Why? Because we are living in the very last of days. With all those miracles happening, there is an unprecedented outpouring of the Holy Ghost like has never been seen before, that is literally sweeping the globe right now. God is filling everybody, everywhere, with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Baptists are getting the Holy Ghost. Presbyterians are getting the Holy Ghost. Catholics are getting the Holy Ghost. And even Pentecostals are getting the Holy Ghost. Oh. Matter of fact, I was just in Ohio maybe 7 or 8 weeks ago, and I was with Brother Stark, and he actually called me on the phone, and he said, Brother Robinette, I heard you're in town. He said, we have been invited to go to a convocation for organizations all around the world. He said, they are expecting over 100 bishops of organizations, religious organizations, to gather in Columbus, Ohio, to talk about how to move forward in the church. The beginning of that story is, Brother Stark was in a Waffle House, sitting at a table eating, when he saw two preachers sitting across the way, and the Lord spoke to him and said, you go tell that preacher that you are the preacher that's going to preach his convocation. Stark got up, walked over there. He told him, he said, I know you don't know me. I know you don't understand. He said, but God told me to tell you I'm the preacher you're looking for. That man said, fine. He said, I've been sitting here wondering what we would do. So Brother Stark preached this convocation. He preached the mighty God in Christ, the infilling of the Holy Ghost, baptism in Jesus' name. He preached it from front to back powerfully. And then when he ended, he said, I brought my friend Brother Robinette with me. He said, I would like him to come and lead us into a prayer of repentance. 100 bishops, evangelical bishops were there, Trinitarian from every walk, Baptist, Catholic, Lutheran, everybody from every organization. It was the who's who of world religion standing in this room. When I walked to the pulpit, I simply said, I told them, I said, I'm totally amazed that God has somehow brought all of you organizations into one room. I said, the only problem in this room is that you don't have the gift of the Holy Ghost. I said, but God's going to solve that problem right now. I said, I want every bishop of every organization to stand to your feet. They literally stood up without hesitating. I said, I want all of you bishops to gather in the altar. They gathered in the altar. We led them into a prayer of repentance, began to speak the word of faith, and literally, in a matter of seconds, every single bishop in the room was laid out in the floor or had fallen over tables and was speaking with other tongues, just like the Bible says. I'm talking about Baptists speaking in tongues. I'm talking about the bishops of organizations all over the world filled with the Spirit of God. All flesh. When that service ended, those bishops began to come up one by one. At one point, we had a large group, probably 25 bishops surrounding us. They said, we now know this is real. He said, what you people have is real. He said, is it illegal for you to come and preach this to our organizations? I said, I don't think it's illegal. I said, I think that's what we're about. The whole gospel to the whole world. I said, of course we'll come and preach it. Next year, I am scheduled, literally, we're scheduled in 7 organizations all around the world with crusades, with Trinitarian organizations that have never been baptized in Jesus' name, never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, never spoken with... You ought to get on your feet and you ought to clap your hands like a people that understands the hour. Come on, somebody. I said it's happening now. I said God is pouring out of His Spirit upon all. leave there. I'm in Wyoming preaching the Crow Indian Reservation Crusade, and we had a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost and baptized many Crow Indians in that little Bighorn River. But I remember standing there on the edge of those banks when my phone rang, and it was a bishop from the nation of Angola. He said, "Are you the Brother Robinette who's baptizing all of my churches in Jesus' name in Germany?" I said, "I don't know. There might be some other Robinette." Matter of fact, at that moment, I was hoping it was. I said, "I don't know." I said, "I know we're baptizing a lot of people, but I don't know if it's your people." He said, "It is my people." He said, "Bishop," he said, "you are not allowed to baptize any more of my churches until you baptize me in Jesus' name and pray me through to the gift of the Holy Ghost." He said, "Before I called you, I purchased my airplane ticket to Germany." He said, "I land in Germany October 24th. He said, "Please meet me there so you can baptize me in the only saving name of..." He said, "Not only that," he said, "but I pastor over 20,000 people in Angola." He said, "I am the bishop of 400 churches. He said, "Can you be in Angola November 2019 and pray every believer in our nation through to the gift of the Holy Ghost and baptize all of them in the only saving name?" I said, "It's happening now. And if you believe that, you ought to get on your feet and clap your hands like a people that knows their God." Go ahead and do that some more. Let loose that victory. Let loose that praise. Let loose... people. We're going to baptize him October 24th in Jesus' name. He's going to come out of the water speaking in other tongues. October 25th, he meets my board to plan the Holy Ghost Crusade in the nation of Angola for the Evangelical Trinitarians of Angola. Then in 2020, he said, "I want your Bible school in all 400 of my churches." He said, "Can you do that?" We will find a way. We will find a way. I told him on the phone, I said, "It is done." I said, "I've got pastors begging to come teach in your Bible school." I didn't even know if it was true. I just said it prophetically. I said, "We got pastors all over the world that want to come and preach in your school. Do you understand what God is doing right now all around the globe? There is literally a multi-ethnic, a multicultural, a multilingual, and yes, a multi-organizational 7 billion soul revival that God has already loosed upon..." You heard me right. I said 7 billion souls. Nothing less is acceptable in these last 7 billion. God has a plan for a 7 billion soul revival. And it's going to begin here tonight. because everybody in this room is going to get the Holy Ghost. And everyone in this room is going to speak with other tongues. Matter of fact, you ought to turn to somebody now and say, you are getting the Holy Ghost tonight. Last January, I remember getting on an airplane. I was on my way to preach for Brother Dean in Louisiana, and I was on my way up to New York to preach for another pastor, and I landed in Bossier City, and I switched planes, and I come walking onto an airplane, and this man is sitting in a seat where I'm supposed to sit, but right next to the window, and as I come onto the plane, he gave me a dirty look. And you can see I'm a very patient and calm man. Gave me this look that just said, I want your attention. So I gave it to him. I sat down next to this man and he was looking out the window now because he really didn't want my attention as bad as he acted the first time. And so I got really close to him and I said, what is your problem? He said, sir, he said, you are a Pentecostal preacher, aren't you? I said, I am. He said, last night I had a dream that a Pentecostal preacher came walking onto my airplane and laid his hands on my forehead, and I began to speak in other tongues just like the Bible says. He said, I woke up, my phone was ringing. I answered the phone. It was my mother. My mother was weeping and she said, son, I've been praying for you for 10 years. And last night I had a dream. And on my dream, I saw a preacher come walking onto your airplane and sat down next to you and laid his hands on your forehead and prayed you through to the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. He said, you're that man, aren't you? I said, I am. Tears started flowing down his face. He said, I want the Holy Ghost right now. He said, for 10 years, I've watched my mother be filled with the Spirit and serve God, and I've run from this. He said, but I know it's real. I know it's real. I know it's real. He said, let me get the Holy Ghost right now. Pray a prayer of repentance together. I laid my hands on him. Seconds later, he was speaking with other tongues, just like the Bible said. We spent the entire flight tongue talking and Bible study, tongue talking and Bible study, all the way to New York. Then we get off the plane and go down to baggage claim together, grab our bags, walk out the door of the airport, and the pastor in New York is waiting and sees this young guy. He says, Jerry, is that you? He said, you were on my bus route 10 years ago. He said, your mama is in my church. She's a tongue talker. He said, last night I had a dream. He said, I dreamed that a preacher walked onto your plane and laid his hands on you and you received the gift of the Holy Ghost. He said, when you walked out the doors with Brother Robinette, I knew it had happened. He said, did you get the Holy Ghost? He said, I got it. It's real. He fell down on the curb right there at the airport, threw his hands in the air, started speaking in other tongues again, just like the Bible says. Sunday morning, he brings his wife and his family and all of them come to church. Every one of them get the Holy Ghost. Every one of them baptized in Jesus' name. Monday morning, I get back on the plane to go back to Bossier City. I sit down next to a young man and he leans over and says, you're a Pentecostal preacher, aren't you? I said, I am. He said, my mother is sitting about four rows back. He said, this morning when I woke up, she was at the end of my bed prophesying over me, saying today he's going to get the gift of the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues. Tears start flowing down his face. He said, do you think I can get the Holy Ghost in an airplane? I said, I guess. I said, I know you can. I know you can. I did not even get to pray for that young man. When that mother saw me sit down next to him, she came running up the aisle, reached across me, and laid her hands on that boy's head and started speaking in tongues like I've never seen a mother speak in other tongues. Seconds later, that boy was leaned back in that chair, speaking in tongues as loud as he could. Tells me after he's done, no kidding. Actually, the steward, the flight attendant, came running down the aisle. She didn't know what was going on. She stopped at our chair to intervene, and she kind of reached over to reach and grab a hold of us. And I looked up at her. I said, girl, you don't want to get involved in this unless you want this. I said, I recommend you keep on moving or get the Holy Ghost. Which one do you want? She said, no problem. When that boy got done speaking in other tongues, he looked at me. He said, I grew up in Jerry Dean's church and never got the Holy Ghost. I've been backslidden for years. I said, no kidding. I said, let's call Brother Dean right now. We FaceTimed with Brother Dean on the airplane. We started praying again together. He's speaking another. What am I trying to tell you? This is happening right now all over the world, not just in Angola, not just in... Not in Germany, not in Austria, not in... I'm talking about airplanes where people have had dreams in the middle of the night and God is telling them, you gotta get the Holy Ghost. People from every culture, and stand with me tonight. Go ahead and stand. People from every culture and every language and every color and every religious affiliation, every political group. I could tell you about senators that have walked into Pentecostal churches and been filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. We are living in the very last of days. And tonight, God is going to fill everybody in this room with the Holy Ghost. And God is going to refill everybody in this place with the Holy Ghost. And if you believe that, I want you to lift up your hands and begin to praise the Lord as loud as you can. I want you to let your voice loose and begin to shout unto God with a voice of triumph.